This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Advocates for unhoused residents received a small win from a federal judge yesterday. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
Mayor Michael Hancock's administration must now give 7 days' notice before sweeping most homeless encampments on public property. Even if health officials deem the camp a public health emergency, they'll have to give a 2-day warning to residents and council members. The decision by Judge William Martinez stems from a class action lawsuit against the city. The larger fight, aimed at outright stopping the cleanups, that's what the city calls them, awaits trial. Hancock scorned the decision, saying it handcuffs the city in emergencies. The city will look to appeal. David Sachs, Denverite.
An election technology company based in Denver says it is planning more defamation lawsuits against pro-Trump media outlets and personalities over baseless claims related to the election. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Dominion is seeking $1.3 billion in damages from former Trump attorneys Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell over their public claims that the company rigged the election for President Joe Biden. Tom Clare is representing Dominion and says it's preparing other suits.
And we're looking at everybody, what role they played in either making statements themselves about Dominion or perpetuating the false statements that were made. And so at this stage, we have not ruled anyone out.
Clare says no amount of money can reverse the falsehoods he says millions of people now believe about the company or repair the reputational and financial damage to Dominion. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A teen who ran away from Denver in 1983 has been identified as the youngest known victim of the Green River Killer, a prolific serial killer in Washington state. The remains of 14-year-old Wendy Stephens were found near a baseball field 37 years ago. Gary Ridgway, known as the Green River Killer, has pleaded guilty to murdering 49 women and girls in the 1980s. Colorado is suffering from a critical shortage of early childhood educators. Later this hour, we will bring you a story on what schools across Colorado have proposed to fix that.
It's so much fun. Like, it's challenging at times, but as you grow with these kids and learn how to teach them and help them and support